still seeking a first win in the Rocky View Sports Association, RVSA, this season, the Burt Church Chargers senior girls volleyball team is taking to the road tonight for their next league match. The 0-4 Chargers will look to reverse their fortunes against the also winless Chestermere Lakers. First set is slated for 7:30 p.m. this evening at Chestermere High School. Rebecca Nguyen, who took over the head coaching role for the Chargers senior girls team this fall, said she feels tonight could finally be their night. "I don't think the standings are a good representation of our team," she said. "I think we have a really skillful team. We've just been struggling to get a win. I think with a new team, we're trying to find what works best for the team." The Chargers' start to the season could hardly have been more challenging. Their first four matches saw Burt Church swept by the perennially strong Cochrane Cobras and Springbank Phoenix, as well as local rivals George McDougall Mustangs and W.H. Croxford Cavaliers. "It's taken till nearly mid-October, but I'm officially at my first high school volleyball at RV's game of the season. This is the senior girls at BCHS Chargers hosting the unbeaten Springbank Phoenix, who won the first set 25-17. pic.twitter.com/f2ulsby03w Scott Strasser, at Scott Strasser 19, October 13, 2022. But even though they haven't won a set in RVSA action yet, Nguyen added many of the team's matches have been closer than the scoreboard indicated. For instance, the Chargers scored at least 21 points in each of their three sets against Cochrane, and managed to force the Phoenix to a 25-23 win in one of their sets against that team as well. Nguyen added the Chargers players' current focus is staying strong throughout the entire set. "I think it's just about working together and finishing off near the end," she said. "I think the girls play really strong at the beginning but then get pretty gassed toward the end of a set. It's just about learning how to finish a set to get the win." This year's Chargers roster includes a fairly even mix of grade 11s and 12s, with one grade 10 player who Nguyen noted is currently out injured. She said the team's experience with volleyball varies, as only a few Burt Church players play the sport year-round. "I do think my grade 12s this year, a lot of them don't specialize in volleyball. A lot of them are multi-sport athletes," she said. "My grade 11s, a lot specialize in volleyball and a couple of them play club. I do think that affects us because a lot of the teams we've been playing, I know a lot of, their players, do specialize in club volleyball. That's hurt us a little bit, but we're trying to promote it so that more girls are playing year-round." Away from their regular season schedule, Burt Church's senior girls players have kept busy on the weekends, competing at three tournaments thus far. According to Nguyen, the Chargers finished second at a tournament hosted at Calgary's Lester B. Pearson High School, and narrowly missed out on securing the bronze at a tournament at Calgary's Crescent Heights High School. They also competed at a tournament at W.H. Croxford High School, and have another tournament on their schedule at Okotoks Foothills Composite High School 2 weekends from now. Nguyen said the tournaments are beneficial as they give the girls more court time together. After tonight's tussle against the Lakers, the Chargers will cap off their regular season at home against the Bow Valley Bobcats on October 24. The RVSA playoffs will take place after that. "Overall, I'm really proud of my team, regardless of not having a win," Nguyen said. "They work really hard and a lot of the games just aren't going our way. But, we have a couple of games to turn it around. I'm hoping that when we enter the playoffs, we come in as a stronger team." For scores, schedules, and other info on local high school volleyball, visit rvsa.rockyview.ab.ca.